Psalm 116, if you'll stand with me for the reading of the Word of God, if you're physically able to do that. And I'd like to begin reading in verse number 1. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, and therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the roaring pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed it, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Our Father, we thank you so much for the testimonies we've heard, the very special music that's been sung tonight. Thank you for the wonderful privilege we have this upcoming Thursday to be able to celebrate here what we call Thanksgiving. Every day, we're thankful for all that you've done in our lives. Thank you for being a great God and a great Savior, and the wonderful privilege that we have to serve you. I pray you'll take these few moments together now that you bless the preaching of God's holy word. I pray you'll take me as your servant, cleanse me of any sin, empty me of self, fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless now the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. This coming Thursday, there are many people, even though we have a day that's set aside, we call Thanksgiving, but all of us are reminded to be thankful every day of our lives because of the greatness and the goodness of Almighty God. And I love Thanksgiving, and I love this time, and I try as best as I can each day to be able to praise God and thank him for the many things that he's done in our lives. And I hope that you, as I'm sure you will take the time this Thanksgiving and focus upon the Lord. We are a privileged people to know the Lord as our Savior, to be in a good Bible-believing church, and have the opportunity to serve him. Psalm 116 is one of my favorite psalms. I enjoy this psalm, the contents of it, and what it means. And the psalmist here begins this wonderful psalm with four words that are very, very special and ought to be special to all of us. He said, I love the Lord. Make it without this. The fact that I love the Lord. The psalmist said, I love the Lord. And when he thinks about that, you think about that. My wife often says there's no greater thing that we could ever learn to do in our lives but to love the Lord. When you love the Lord, then everything else will work out. He said, I love the Lord. And then he goes on and he gives us a list of reasons why he loves the Lord. He says, because. And when you see that because there, if you just look at these first several verses, here's some reasons why the psalmist said, I love the Lord. He said, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. He says, I love the Lord because when I pray, he listens to me. By the way, that's a good reason to love the Lord, because there's a God in heaven who looks over the entire world, but when little old you and little old me finds time to look up and pray to him,
He listens to our prayer. I love the Lord, he says, because he listens to my prayer. He goes on and say, I love the Lord in verse, because he not only listens to my prayer, but in verse number 5, he says, he is gracious and merciful. There's a God in heaven, he says, that bestows grace upon me, doing for me what I don't deserve. His grace is there. And then the mercy, he doesn't give me what I do deserve. I mean, I don't deserve salvation. He's given it to me. I deserve hell, but he showed me mercy. He said, for that reason, I love the Lord. He goes on in verse number 6, and he says, I love the Lord because he takes care of the simple. Hey, that ought to hit a bunch of us. I love the Lord. All of us from time to time know how to be simple. He says, for that reason, I love the Lord because even when I'm simple, which I do on a regular basis, he still cares about me. I love the Lord. He goes on and says in verse number 7, he said, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. He said, I love the Lord not only because he listens to my prayer, he is gracious and merciful, he takes care of the simple, but he blesses me even when I go astray. Let's pause there for a second. There's a God in heaven, when we don't always do what we're supposed to do, he still pours out his blessings upon us. For that reason, he says, I love the Lord. Then he goes on in verse number 8 and he says, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I love the Lord because he's relieved me of my burdens. He has delivered my soul from death. He's wiped away the tears from mine eyes, and he's kept my feet from stumbling and falling. For that reason, he says, I love the Lord. Let me hear you say that tonight. I love the Lord. All right? I love the Lord, he says, because he listens to my prayer. I love the Lord because he is gracious and merciful. I love the Lord because he takes care of me when I'm simple. I love the Lord because he blesses me even when I go astray. I love the Lord because he delivers me from death, wipes away my tears, and keeps me from falling. For that reason, he says, I can say from the bottom of my heart, I love the Lord. And he begins this wonderful psalm talking about all that God had done for him. Then he gets down in verse number 12, which is what I want you to think about here for a few moments as we think about Thanksgiving. It's one thing to say, I love the Lord. People sing that. People talk about that. People praise the Lord for that. But if I really, really love the Lord, if from the bottom of my heart, I love a God who listens to me when I pray, blesses me even when I go astray, takes care of me when I am simple, keeps me from falling, keeps me from stumbling, wipes away my tears. He said, I need to examine myself. I need to check out my resources. I need to check out my time. I need to check out me. And he asked himself this question, verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? That's what I want us to think about this Thanksgiving season. Here's a God in heaven who has proven he loves us. Get down and pray and you'll know that there's a God that loves you. Find yourself going astray, you'll know there's a God with outstretched arms to receive us. Find yourself simple as we often find ourselves, there's a God who still blesses us. Then for every one of us, this Thanksgiving ought to take a few moments and says, what do I have with my time, my talent, my treasure, my thoughts, my life? I can never repay him for salvation alone. But as best as I can, I'm going to ask myself, what can I give back to this wonderful God for all of that he's given me? And he lists several things that I want us to think about for a few moments tonight. He says in verse 13, here's the first thing. He said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. When I think about salvation, I think about the fact that I'm saved by faith. and it's the favor of God upon my life. Every person here is saved by the wonderful salvation that's in Jesus Christ. Had nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my goodness, nothing to do with going to church. It was all of God. There's a God of heaven that says, I've got something for you, lost sinner. It's a cup and it's full of salvation. You can have this cup, drink from it. It takes two things. Faith, the faith you have in me, and the favor that I'm bestowed upon you. If you trust me by faith, repent of your sins, I've given you a cup of salvation. But oftentimes we take this salvation. I mentioned tonight when you're giving a testimony, everybody ought to be thankful for salvation. But sometimes we're more thankful about things than the salvation I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the psalmist said, I'm going to take the cup of salvation. When I think about the cup, I think about that cup that's filled with salvation. I mean, it's got a whole lot more than just salvation there in it. It's got grace and mercy and love and peace and joy and all of the wonderful things. And when I'm down and out and I have nothing that this world has to give me, I got a cup that I can sip from that ought to put some joy in my heart. He said, I'm going to take the cup of salvation. What are you going to drink from this coming year? There's a cup that God has filled with mercy and grace and peace and joy, and it's for every single one of us who is saved by the grace of God. What can I render back? I'll tell you what you can give to God this Thanksgiving Day. You tell God, if there's no turkey, there's no ham, there's no collard greens, there are no turkey wings, there's none of that stuff, take a little sip from the cup of salvation and says, heaven's my home, God's my Father, Jesus my Savior, the Holy Spirit's my comfort, the Bible is my guide, and when I have an empty stomach, I have a soul that's full of the goodness of Almighty God. I'll take the cup of salvation and I'll drink from it every day of my life. And when nothing else in this world can cheer me up, I can always say, thank God that I'm saved by the grace of God. He said, I'll take the cup of salvation. Then he says, in verse number 14, if you'll notice there, he says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Down in verse number 18, he repeats that verse again. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. The second thing he says, I will not only take the cup of salvation that's full of all the goodness of God, but I'll tell you what else I'm going to do. Here's what I'll render to the Lord. I'm going to give him a submissive spirit. A God that I love. And a God that listens to me when I pray. And a God who is gracious and merciful. A God who's given me a cup full of salvation. A God who has blessed me in spite of me. Here's what I can give back to him. I'm going to give him a submissive spirit. I want him to know that I belong to him. And he says, I'm going to renew my commitment. He says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Now, here's some things that those of us who are saved have committed to the Lord. We have committed to the Lord. We made a vow to Christ that he's going to be number one in my life. We made a vow to the church that I'm going to be faithfully serve God in the local church. We made a vow to the cause of winning the world to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What can I give back to God? How about just giving back to him what I promised him? I made a vow that he'd be first in my life. Keep him first. I made a vow that if saved, I'm going to be scripturally baptized, join a local New Testament church, give it my time, my talent, and treasure. How about giving it back to him? I made a vow because I'm saved by the grace of God. Then I'm going to be a witness to a lost and dying world. I'm going to look back to the Lord. So what can I give back to you? How about giving a submissive spirit that I keep my vows to Christ, the church, and the cause? Why? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And I'm going to give him a submissive spirit. I need to renew my commitment to him. And I need to renew that commitment regardless of the circumstances I face in life. He said, now, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it privately. By the way, I don't have to be in church to honor the Lord. I don't have to be around other Christians to honor the Lord. I don't have to be in the presence of the preacher to honor the Lord. I can be in my car. I could be on an airplane. I can be by myself. I don't have to have anybody around me, but privately, I'm going to keep my vow to the Lord. Publicly, I'm going to keep my vows. On my job, I'm going to let people know that I have a submissive spirit because there's a God in heaven that I love. And because I love him, I'm going to give him a submissive spirit. Then thirdly, he says, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? How about taking the cup of salvation? Drink from it every day of your life. And by the way, don't ever, as a Christian, get to the point in your life where you don't have something to be thankful for. It's a shame. I preach churches all over the place today, and you hear people talk about being saved. There's no more excitement. There's no joy. It's like all I have is salvation. That's the way people act. Look, if you have salvation, the world can have everything else. You have the most important thing. And he said, I'm going to drink from it. I mean, there will be troublesome times and difficult times, but I've got a cup I can sip from, and the cup never will go empty. It's always full of something that's given to me by Almighty God. Because not only did he save me eternally, but he saved me in a way where I can say no to Satan, no to sin, no to self. I can sip from it every day of my life, and I have a cup of salvation, and it tastes good every single day. And the least I can do is give back to him a submissive spirit. Then he goes on and say, thirdly, I'm going to give him service of self. The psalmist just kind of believed what we ought to believe. If God is this good, then I ought to take his cup of salvation and drink from it every day of my life. And then ought to submit to him that every day of my life I'm going to renew that spirit, rededicate that spirit, keep that vow to Christ, keep that vow to the church, keep that vow to the cause. But I'm going to give him self. I realized something the psalmist said, that self belongs to him. And notice what he said. He says, here's what I'm going to do. In verse 16, he mentions, he says, verse 16, O Lord, truly, and notice this phrase, he says it twice, I am thy servant. Then he pauses and he mentions it again. I am thy servant. And the psalmist paused for a second. I love the Lord. He listens to my prayer. He's gracious and merciful. He blesses me even when I go astray. He keeps me from falling. And I love him. I took the cup of salvation that's filled with mercy and grace and peace and joy. I'm going to give him a submissive spirit where he'll always know I'm going to keep my vow to Christ and keep my vow to the church and keep my vow to the cause. And I'm going to serve him because I just realized something. I realized my position in life. I am thy servant. Lord, I've forgotten who I belong to. I don't belong to my job. I don't belong to the world. I don't belong to myself. I belong to you. I am thy servant, and says this twice, thy servant. Let's remember who we belong to. And he says, I remember who purchased me. My position is life. I am thy servant. But then he says, thou hast loosed my bonds. The psalmist said, I tell you why self belongs. I'll tell you why I can say I am thy servant. I just remembered something. I was sold into slavery of sin. And one day I got loosed. I got bought back. Somebody paid the price. It wasn't gold. It wasn't silver. It was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And every once in a while I get so caught up in this world and the things of this world and all that the world has to offer, and I'm so hooked up I can't wait till midnight, till Black Friday comes, so I can go shopping and do all of these things. I forgot something. I am thy servant. And you're the one that loosed my bonds. You set me free when I couldn't get free myself. I couldn't pay my way out of sin. I couldn't be good enough to go to heaven. You loosed my bonds. And I want to tell you something. I love the Lord. And because I love you, I want you to know self. No holiday, no special situation is ever going to take my service, because I was purchased out of sin, and I'm a bond servant to Jesus Christ. And here's what I have to offer. It's not a whole lot, Lord, but I'm going to give you me. You have me because you bought me. You paid for me in full. And I don't belong to Satan. I don't belong to sin. I don't belong to self. I belong to my Savior who paid the price for me. And I'm going to keep that life dedicated to you. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? I'll start by taking the cup of salvation. And that cup of salvation is very important. It's not just a matter of I'm saved and going to heaven. It means I've got something I can drink from every day. And by the way, if you live in this world long enough, you're going to need something every day. Life isn't getting any easier. And God not only saved us for eternity, but he saved us to live in a world that's controlled by a little God. And I need a little sip of that salvation every day. And when I take a little bit of that salvation, I'll give back to him a submissive spirit. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? My life belonged to you. And I'm thinking about you and rededicate that life to you. And I'm going to serve you, Lord, every day, because I am thy servant. You purchased me, and I want to give back to you me. And then the last thing he said, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? He said, I'm going to speak of my Savior. And by the way, he mentions in verse 17, he said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll tell you what I'll give back to the Lord. Thanksgiving Day, the day after Thanksgiving, every day of my life, I'm going to render to him this voice to speak of him. Lord, I want the world to know why I do what I do. I want the world. I'm going to speak. I'm going to praise him. I will offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I'm going to pray every day of my life. I will call upon the name of the Lord. And I'm going to do it in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, in thy house. Lord, I'm going to speak to you. That's why it's important that we praise him in church, because he loves our praise. That's why it's important that we speak of him on our job. That's why it's important that every time you get on your knees and offer up prayer, you take time to honor him for his position. And we say that all the time. I love the Lord. Love is an action word. It's not just words. We don't just sing, oh, how I love Jesus. We demonstrate that by the actions we put forth. I love the Lord, because, and you ought to put something beyond that because. I love the Lord because, I'll tell you why the psalmist said, because he listened to me when I prayed. The same God who listens to the psalmist is the same God who listens to you and listens to me. I love the Lord because he's gracious and merciful. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. I love the Lord because he takes care of the simple. And we know how to be simple from time to time in our lives, but God still loves us. But I tell you what, the psalmist said, I love the Lord because he blesses me even when I go astray. Think for a moment. Have you ever gone astray? I'll bet if you think for a moment, you say, I've gone astray, and it won't take you long to say, he blessed me in spite of me. That's the kind of God that we serve. I love the Lord. He keeps me from stumbling every day of my life. Therefore, what can I render back to him? I'm going to take that cup of salvation. I'll always be thankful that he saved me. And when I'm down and out and I have nothing else, I'll sip from the cup of salvation. And I'm going to give him a submissive spirit. Service of self. And I will speak every day of my life praise to him, because he certainly loves our praise. May God help us this Thanksgiving season not to think about so much about ourselves, but let us find time to say, God's been good to me. Lord, help me to render back the best that I have to offer of me for all of your benefits toward me. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's remain in prayer for just a few moments. We're going to make a few comments. Do you love the Lord tonight? If you truly love him, think for a few moments of all of his benefits toward you. Forget about anybody else. Let's even forget about the psalmist tonight. For just a moment, can you say to the Lord, I love the Lord because. And after that because, you list in your own heart and mind all that he's done for you. And let me ask you this question. Has he done enough for you to say, what can I render back to him? And you look inside, outside. You look all around and say, if I gave him everything that I had, it wouldn't be enough for all the blessings he's given me. But I'm going to at least take the cup of salvation, give him a submissive spirit, render him self-service, and I'm going to speak of his name in a very, very special way, because I want him to know I love the Lord. Let's stand together.